Sports Network, in which you can listen more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Greetings from Deckerville, Michigan, where we have a 52-point differential, which means the clock can't stop for anything but the ambulance at this point, which hopefully we do not see. 7.5 to play in regulation, 52-0. Deckerville going to be kicking this one off. Right to left across your radio. Kicker, Curtis Vogel, 5'10", 225-pound junior for Deckerville. This one's going to stay in bounds, brought into the 27-yard line by Lawrence. He runs across the 35 and finally brought down to the 38-yard line. That'd be Jacob Edson. And brought down by Travis Trigger, the 5'9", 155-pound sophomore.
Jacob Edson, a freshman, getting a chance out there on special teams. Brings in that short kick and gets a few yards, giving Lawrence decent field position to start this drive.
Starting at their own 38-yard line, left or right across your radio are the purple and white Lawrence Tigers. Deckerville having their way in every facet of this ballgame tonight. Lawrence with just 123 yards on the evening. Full spread formation for Weston in the quarterback, had completion to McDaniel across the 45 and down to the first down marker, very close at the 47-yard line, brought down by Kenton Bowerman. It's going to be shy of the first down marker by about a half a foot, maybe 1 foot. Second down, 1 yard to go.
Garrett Weston back in at quarterback, which is maybe he's not the better passer, but by having Connor McDaniel out there at wide receiver, he's their best playmaker. So keep an eye on him as Weston's going to try to find him in open space as they try to throw the football here on Deckerville.
Weston throwing to the near sideline through the hands of his intended receiver, Amelia Zapata, falls incomplete out of bounds. And now third down, 1 to go, less than 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, Vogel and Rumzik all over him again as they get into the backfield again very quickly. And Garrett Weston kind of had to throw that ball off his back foot a little bit. It sailed and just out of the reach of number 30, Zapata, as they get the play call in here. And again, third down and one, we'll see what they do.
Kenton Bowerman comes out of the game, looks like with a jammed left middle finger. Third down, 1 yard to go. Two wide each way. Weston in the shotgun in eight-player football. Deckerville trying to anticipate the hard count, and Lawrence achieves exactly what they wanted to do, and Deckerville has drawn offsides, a 5-yard penalty, and this will result in a first down across midfield into Deckerville territory.
Yeah, the guilty party there going to be 52, Curtis Vogel, trying to get a head start on that. It costs his team 5 yards, and Lawrence gets a free first down.
First and 10 from the Deckerville 48-yard line. 4:52 left in the fourth quarter. 52-0 Deckerville. Weston going to keep it for himself across the 45 to the 40, down to the 35 to the 30s, has dips across the far sideline and finally chased down at the 23-yard line by Curtis Vogel from the line, and a nice run from Weston. Started at the 48-yard line and finally brought down at the 23.
Well, Deckerville expecting pass there. Some of their defensive backs spread out, playing pass coverage. Instead, it was a read option, and Weston kept it himself. And it took a little bit for those Deckerville defensive backs to realize it, but they did, but it was too late. Not till a big gain by Weston.
A 25-yard gain there. Weston keeps it for himself again this time, except Curtis Vogel meets him in the backfield for a loss of a yard at the 24-yard line, maybe even the 25. Another mark him down at the 24. Loss of yards, second down, 11 to go, less than 4 to play.
That's an impressive defensive lineman, Clark. 5'10", 225, junior, makes a tackle 24 yards down the field, and on the next play gets him in the backfield. And that's the kind of guy you want on defense.
Second down, 11. Weston in the shotgun, all by his lonesome in the backfield. Looking to pass to his left, and this one hits the left hand of McDaniel, but he can't bring that one in. And it falls incomplete. 3.5 to play in regulation. Running clock situation.
Just a quick slant there, but it wasn't quick enough because Curtis Vogel in the backfield puts quarterback Weston on his backside yet again. He was able to get rid of the football, but that's probably why it sailed on him just a little bit.
Brown City scores with 11:13 left in the fourth quarter. Martis, second touchdown of the night, 27-14. Vassar still leads by 13. Weston in the shotgun and Bynes Lonesome. McDaniel now, in motion. Weston will keep it for himself, goes right up the gut. This one, not much success there. Finally, Travis Trigger was there, staying in his way. Looks like a gain of 2 yards. Third down, 9 to go at the Deckerville 23-yard line. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Deckerville leads 52-0.
And not much happening on that play there for Lawrence. Just a short run up the middle. Going to bring down fourth down and long, a place where they've been too often tonight. Deckerville defense has succeeded in this position all night. Weston probably going to have to throw it. Deckerville going to be ready for it.
And we have a flag on the fourth down and 9. It's going to be an offsides against Deckerville. So this goes from a fourth down and 9 to a fourth down and 4. A little bit more manageable. But this can really just slows down Lawrence and gives him less time to score as the clock stops for nothing at this point. So now just 2 minutes remain. Fourth down and 4. Lawrence on offense. Deckerville makes a stop. This ball game is completely over. Weston now man in motion. And Weston rolls to his right looking to pass, and it is incomplete. Hit the hands of Lewis Reyna and falls incomplete. Fourth down, no good, and a turnover of downs gives the ball back to Deckerville. 1 minute, 40 seconds left in regulation.
Absolutely, and this is going to certainly bring out the victory formation for Deckerville as they can kneel it down a couple times as the clock will never stop unless Lawrence, I guess nothing would matter now.
Only a serious injury.
This should be the end of the game now for Deckerville.
52-0, Deckerville came to this game losing the two previous matches with Lawrence as they lost by double-digit figures both times.
Another update in Deckerville, Clark. I hope you're sitting down. Cass City leads 30-16 over the Ugly Bearcats.
No kidding. So Cass City is starting to show their might.
Apparently I should have stayed with the home team,
Clark. You should have. There's the victory formation and the kneel from Deckerville. But actually, before that can happen, they have a false start. A false start in QB kneel. We've seen a few firsts tonight. A quarterback passing to himself for the two-point conversion, and now a false start on a kneel. 30 seconds remain. One more kneel, and this ball game is over. Deckerville will advance to 2-0 on the season. 1-0 in divisional play in the NCTL Stars. There's the kneel. And this ball game is in the history books. Deckerville Eagles take out the Lawrence Tigers 52-0 on their home field. The last team to beat Deckerville at home was Lawrence way back in 2014. Deckerville avenges the loss and moves on to 2-0 on the season right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318. More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in here in Sanilac and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no gimmicks, full disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself?
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff with Dr. Paul Scannon-Sieplik. Dr. Scott.